the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this verse of the Holy Quran regarding supplication. The 186th verse of chapter Baqarah reads, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ. When my servants ask you concerning me, then I am very surely near, and I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then they should answer my call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they should believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. That they may walk in the right way. Regarding this very verse, dear listeners, in the previous episode, we mentioned a couple of points this verse refers to, that we are not going to go over them again. But the important point that we concluded in the previous episode was the fact that the verse is mentioning different constituents for the true and real kind of supplication. The true supplication is the one which has three constituents. The supplicant who should have certain conditions for his supplication, the Almighty Allah, or the Mad'uv, the invoked one, and the very important one, the attraction between the supplicant and the Almighty Allah. This is the most important constituent. Now, regarding each of these constituents, there are many points to be discussed. Now, we will deal in more details with each of these constituents so that we can use supplication with more insight, so that we can take a benefit from this treasure, which is of great significance to God's servants. So, we said that one of the conditions for the supplication is for the supplicant to be sincere. It means that he should call only God and no one else, because the Holy Quran says, فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Therefore, call upon Allah, being sincere to Him in obedience. Because a servant of God should not assume that anybody else could help him except God. He must know that he has got no one and nothing else to turn to. His heart should be ready to invoke the one and the only God about his needs. He must be ready to tell Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, his untold and hidden secrets. He must be ready to disconnect himself from any means other than Almighty Allah. And if he sees that the superficial means is effective, he should realize that the effector, that the influencer, that the absolute cause beyond all these benefits, beyond all these effectiveness, is God. It is the Holy Quran that we read, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Oh, who answers the distressed one when he calls upon him and removes the evil?
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, a non-afflicted and a kind of non-depressed person does not know who the real manager of the affairs is, but an afflicted one. But the person who is depressed and salvaged knows that the initiation and the end of everything is God alone. A real monotheist considers the others as a means to get to one's goals and knows that God has appointed them only as intermediaries. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam invokes God by saying, وَجَعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ يَدْعُوكَ مُخْلِصًا فِي الرَّخَاءِ دُعَاءَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ الْمُضْطَرِّينَ لَكَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. O my Lord, make me among those who, when at ease, invoke you like the supplication of the distressed, sincere ones. This means this status of being distressed, this status of being in the state of iltirar will bring about closeness, will bring about and cause the closeness of respond from the Almighty Allah. And one point, dear listeners, we said previously that in this verse, the Almighty Allah uses no intermediaries. We said that one of the points in that verse, وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, is that the Almighty Allah says, I will answer. He refers to himself by I, and he introduces himself as the responder to the supplication. He introduces no intermediary. So he says, when you call unto him, he will answer you. But when we here say that the true supplicant knows that if there are other effective means between him and the Almighty Allah, there are appointed as intermediaries by the Almighty Allah, this does not mean that there are intermediaries in when we want our supplications to be responded to. No, this means we must use the intermediaries in our lives, but at the time of supplication, we can directly call our Lord. And what is more beautiful than this? That we, salvaged, distressed, sometimes most of the time disobedient servants, we are allowed to talk to our Lord and call unto him. And he has promised to answer our calls, of course, when the conditions are met. This is the omen of the vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.